Hi there. The word for you today is, have you found your reason for living? Jesus said in John 12 verse 24, but if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. One day a depressed woman jumped off a bridge into a river without thinking. A man who was standing nearby jumped in to save her. But our hero suddenly remembered that he couldn't swim, so he started thrashing around in the water and screaming for help. Hearing his cries, the depressed woman swam to his rescue, hauled him out, administered mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and saved his life. What happened? This woman found a need greater than her own, and in so doing, she found a reason to live. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies to self-interest, it produces much grain. Christ had just gotten through saying, Luke 12:22, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. What was he saying? Simply this, career success and material things can never be your reason for living. You need a larger purpose. And you know what? God will give you one, if you ask him. Some of us are born knowing what God's called us to do in life. Others discover it along the way. Some of us actually find it in our closing years. Indeed, some of us are awakened to it by tragedy and loss. What matters most is that you find God's purpose and pour your life into it. Helen Keller wrote, and I quote, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we don't see the one which God has opened for us. So let me ask you, have you found your reason for living?